One of the giant figures of modern dance is the German choreographer Pina Bausch. She's known for bold and visually arresting work. She's notoriously press shy, but tonight she will be at the Brooklyn Academy of Music for the American premiere of her new work called For the Children of Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. Jeff London reports.
At the beginning of Pedro Almodovar's film Talk to Me, two men in a theater audience watch an expressionist dance piece. The stage is littered with chairs, and a blind woman careens about while a man runs in front of her, hurriedly pushing the chairs aside to clear a path for her. This strange and provocative scene is choreographed by Pina Bausch.
She's fearless. She's not afraid to put anything on the stage. Whether it's weird movement or monumental sets, or text that seems sort of nonsensical.
Wendy Perrin is editor of Dance Magazine. She says that Pina Bausch asks the audience to honestly explore human relationships and behavior in her dance theater pieces.
She'll go into the heart of the human soul and see the darkest parts and the most outlandish parts and the most pleasureful parts. And she puts it on the stage in a way that gives the viewer a choice. It's not doctrinaire.
And perhaps it's because she wants audiences to come to their own conclusions about her art that Pina Bausch rarely gives interviews. Or perhaps it's because, as Joseph Melillo, executive director of the Brooklyn Academy of Music, says,
she is profoundly shy, not in her own interpersonal way. You can have wonderful conversations with Pina about dance, about life, but she doesn't have a personality that is larger than life. I mean, she's a quiet person.
But this week, the petite 63-year-old choreographer actually did speak, softly, at an intimate press conference in a Brooklyn hotel, shortly before her company, Tanztheater Wuppertal, started rehearsals at BAM.
Sometimes I prefer not to use words because they don't describe really that what I mean or I'm too shy to say.
Pina Bausch has a special relationship with her dancers, who come in all sizes and shapes, and are often called upon to speak or moan as well as dance. She involves them in the creative process to a greater degree than many other choreographers.
My dancers, I like very much. They're each one, they're completely different, and I like each one. So I wanted to find for each one something.
Dominique Merci has danced with Pina Bausch since 1973.
She's a big worker. She's a very hard worker. She's very demanding from the others and herself. But she's very open in the work. I mean, everybody can bring something, an idea. And she's a mixture of being very insecure and knowing what she wants in the same time, you know, which doesn't make it easy.
Bausch starts work on every new piece by presenting her dancers with a series of questions, says Wendy Perrin.
She'll have a question like, move like a violin would sound, or how do you feel after the rain? You know, something that's open enough so that each dancer can interpret it differently.
Dancer Dominique Merci.
She wants us to do something, very simply, to try to answer by doing something, not talking about, not explaining with text or whatever.
From her dancers' responses, Pina Bausch begins to construct each evening-length work as kind of a collage of vignettes with repeated movements, virtuosic dance solos, and absurdist imagery. It's only when a piece is taking shape that she thinks about the scenery. She doesn't use traditional sets. She'll place a shallow pool of water on stage or cover the floor with dirt or carnations to challenge her dancers.
I like very much the experience of something what they are not used to. That it's a different experience, the way how you walk when you're in the water, of course, how it's like a mirror or it flashes. Or the earth also, that certainly it's silent, you don't hear. But I like the things you have to do something with. I don't like just decorations.
Gosto muito de te ver, leãozinho, caminhando sob o sol, Gosto muito de você, leãozinho.
In her latest piece, For the Children of Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow, Pina Bausch's dancers play in the sand, creating an enormous sandcastle. There are also familiar surreal touches, like three women in slinky black dresses combing their hair with brooms. Dance magazine editor Wendy Perrin says that over the years, Bausch's work, while remaining emotionally complex, has softened.
I am intrigued that she's inspired by children in this piece because I feel like her pieces are all about the child within us. So I'm curious to see how she's going to integrate that with the dancing and the gestures and the incredible visual environment that she always has.
In his 31 years with Pina Bausch, dancer Dominique Merci has watched her evolution as an artist. For the Children is one of his favorite works.
For me, there's something very special to this piece. I think there is a lot of tenderness. Having tenderness or missing tenderness.
Pina Bausch.
I think the work speaks for itself. I always try to speak about all of us, about what we feel, about our same language, about our wishes, our hope, our desires, our fears, about love, about, yes, being human and how beautiful each person is and how fragile each person is. And I think all this together is what I have to say.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can see a video clip of one of Bausch's dance works as featured in the film Talk to Her at npr.org.